This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right. Wow. Okay. This is now getting stupid. I don't know where we need to go in society with this. This is just starting to, I don't know. It's starting to make no sense. So I guess in the Super Bowl at the halftime show, Adam Levine took off his shirt. Now, by the way, one prop bet I wanted to take was Tom Brady taking off his shirt. Even if I didn't bet money on it, I would have just loved to see that. I'm, you know, kind of, you know, into Tom Brady, but that's neither here nor there. And so somebody had put on my Facebook, yeah, well, I bet the guy from Room 5 is going to rip off his shirt. And he does. So Adam Levine rips off his shirt. I think Adam Levine's a fantastic singer. I'm just, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't really find him very sexy. Well, all over social media now, there's this big controversy. There's been controversy. Because if you remember, back in 2004, Janet Jackson had a quote-unquote wardrobe malfunction that I think was on purpose. And she exposed her breast to the telecast 143 million viewers. And so people want to know why, in 2004, Janet Jackson got in trouble for Breastgate or Nipplegate. But Adam Levine didn't. So is this where we're at? Where girls now should be able to walk around topless? Apparently, there's now, I don't know why we have to now bring up this. That's what they're calling it. They're calling it Nipplegate. Apparently, Janet Jackson told Oprah Winfrey in 2006 that her co-headliner, Justin Timberlake, was supposed to tear off a piece of her costume. And their performance ended with the lyric, I'll have you naked by the end of the song. But more of her top came off, and then her nipple was, I guess, exposed. Now, they say it was never supposed to happen, but you kind of wonder that it did. So 500,000 viewers lodged formal complaints with the FCC, and later CBS got a huge fine. And the court later overturned the fine, and then CBS's then corporate parent Viacom still paid out millions to settle other indecency complaints. So, for Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson, apparently, according to ABC News 13, their lives kind of changed after that. Timberlake kind of escaped unscathed, still became popular, whatever. Yet, Janet Jackson, I guess, was what they call blackballed with television and radio. And it even affected her, albums. Now, and I guess he had touched her breast on the halftime show, and, you know, people say, well, nothing happened to him, and, you know, he's so huge because he did that song, I'm bringing sexy back, you know, all of those stuff. So he made it big, still, especially after leaving NSYNC. So is this where we're now going with society, where women should be able to show their breasts? And there shouldn't be fines and all sorts of drama if a woman does it. But if a man does it, it's okay. Now, I thought the whole idea of being naked and indecent exposure and all that, I mean, I thought those laws and those, you know, those rules were in place because we have kids. We have, you know, we're trying to have sex out of the loop with things. We don't want really sex in football. You know, it's the one time most guys are like, no, I'm not thinking about sex right now. Now, in fact, when you look at some of these studies on pornographic viewing. They seem to go down the most, not on Christmas, but during the 3-4 hours of Super Bowl. So I think it's one time when most guys could kind of agree, you know, Super Bowl, that's, you know, no sex. So it's not really supposed to be a time when you're supposed to be, you know, seeing naked body parts. But now that we are going gender neutral with a lot of our birth certificates, our driver's licenses, our theses in college, everything is going gender neutral. When is the push going to happen for clothes to go by the wayside? Now, I don't think I want that. Okay, last thing I want to do is to trip on anything. I love bras, and I love, you know, wearing clothes and keeping things covered. I don't want people laughing at me, so I love wearing clothes. But I see why this is now going to become an issue when it shouldn't be, where a man can take off his shirt, and there's no issue. A woman takes off her shirt, and there's lawsuits galore, and all this backlash. So, you know, women should be able to breastfeed in public if they want to. Women should be able to, all right, well, you know, and here's the thing then, okay? You know, I'm fine with that as long as then people aren't being accused of looking at you and being a predator. Now, I mean, I run into guys all the time. You know, like if I'm talking, I'll like hit them on the chest, and it's okay because I'm touching them on their chest and it's fine. But if you touch a woman on the chest, that's assault. And I agree with that. So if we're going to start saying, okay, you know what, you know, women should be able to, you know, be exposed and, you know, it should be equal, then how are we going to redefine the rules of assault? If they're not brought up and, you know, binded up and spanked up and, you know, completely bound like I do when I go to work. I mean, I go through a whole, like, military sort of binding, you know, to make sure I really suit up before I leave for work so there are no accidental touchies. That's what I do. But, you know, if we're going to kind of have this idea of, no, we're all supposed to be out there and open and free, then what happens if somebody's leaning over and bang, you know? So these are things we kind of need to think about, and we women can't have it both ways, okay? Right? You know, we have to cover it up. Or, you know, 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Jeunesse Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And you know, you could email us at drdahlia.com. Trevor writes that I'd like to know more about telemedicine. I was talking about it about a week ago, and I'd like to know some more about that. Now, he goes into some detail on how he has a medical issue. Should he call telemedicine for it, or should he call his regular doctor? Let me kind of break down. Telemedicine is now going to be probably one of the fastest-growing entities in healthcare you've ever seen, okay? And companies like Teladoc, American Well, I think there's Dial and MD. There's a whole variety of telemedicine companies. And from what I understand how it works, because I'm starting to see patients through telemedicine,
And I love it. I mean, as a doctor, I love it. There's pros and cons to everything. Pros and cons. And so, you know, I've said this before and I'll say it again. If you could get in with your medical provider and you're able to have somebody touch you and listen to you, you know, and smell and feel and get the whole gestalt of what's going on, that is what medicine's about. That is the art of medicine. But there's a lot of people in very rural areas where the doctor's office is closed. The funny thing is I'm seeing, too, and I'll answer Trevor's question, but the interesting thing I'm seeing is when I practiced medicine, you know, just a few years back, okay, and I had practiced for 18 years, well, actually longer in training, but I had my office for 16 years. The office had on call, you know, there was a way where if anybody did have an issue, they could call the doctor's office. And I told you how people would call and I'm like, oh, you have to go to the ER or somebody has to see you. I can't do this over the phone. And some of the calls start to make me nervous because people would lie to their husband saying, oh, she said I didn't have to go to the hospital. I could just take a nitroglycerin. I'm like, no, you could have had a heart attack. And the husband, you know, comes in the next day going, why didn't you send my wife to the ER? I said, I did. She said, no, you said that she could take her nitroglycerin. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm done with giving advice over the phone if people are going to try and, you know, sue. Even though the wife was fine, you know, she ended up, you know, getting checked out. She ended up being fine. But a lot of medical offices started to get smart and go, you know, I think we're going to be really, really careful with advice we're giving over the phone. And more patients that I'm noticing on when they're calling in for telemedicine, I'm like, you know, did you call the pediatrician? Does your regular doctor know what's going on? And the trends I'm seeing is the average person does not have a regular doctor. They don't have a regular doctor because their insurance changed, or they lost insurance, or the doctor quits. And then the other issue I'm hearing is, the office is closed. Now, most offices are supposed to have, you know, the office is closed, and, you know, if it's an emergency, call 911, and if you need a medical provider, you could call our answering service. I'm starting to discern that many medical offices are not giving you that option to call somebody on call. And as a doctor, I like to give you guys kind of the, you know, behind the curtain scene. Being called in the middle of the night sucks. And it hurts your patients the next day. So when I'm at the age now where if I get called in the middle of the night and I have to address your medical problem, and that could be like a 15-20 minute call, and then I have to call in a prescription and be on hold with the pharmacy for 15-20 minutes, and then you don't get the prescription, so you call back. You're like, the pharmacy doesn't have the prescription. Then you call back the pharmacy and they go, sorry, we're busy, you know, it's a rough night. You could be up for an hour with some of these stupid calls. And then I can't go back to sleep after that. I'm up. So if that happened at 1:30 in the morning and I'm trying to go back to sleep at about 2:45 or 2:15, not going to happen. So now I, for one phone call, am up, and now the next day I'm going to be exhausted when I see patients. I'm like, that's not safe. And so more and more providers are saying, I'm done. No. Now, one disadvantage for calling, you know, and medical offices sharing call, et cetera, is in the olden days, you really didn't have the other medical records. You know, you'd get a doctor who doesn't know you. Well, it turns out that many people, they don't really mind that. They just want a medical provider. They want to talk to somebody. And so if you're finding that it's late night or weekend and you can't get a hold of your doctor anyway, and you need to talk to somebody, these telemedicine, you know, platforms provide that service. Now, they will be limited in what they could do. So somebody called in having, you know, chest palpitations, some trouble breathing, the chest palpitations weren't going away. I'm like, someone's got to listen to your chest. Another person called in needing a physical, saying he's safe and healthy to do certain activities. I'm like, I got to listen to your heart. Now, some of these telemedicine platforms do allow you to use electronic stethoscopes, etc., for us to listen. So there's going to be more and more of these instruments that you could have at the house. You'll have to buy them, of course, where the doctor could then listen to your heart, tell you where to move it, tell you what to do, so then they could hear and listen. Very, very cool stuff. But right now, most people don't have that capability. So they're either talking on the phone or they're going through video. And so, you know, let's say you've had a bad cough, you have a fever, you have pain with breathing, right? And you're like, it's a bronchitis. Well, I'd like to listen to the lower part of the lungs to see if I hear if it's pneumonia. But if it is bronchitis, and you can't get in with your medical provider, and you're like, look, these are my symptoms, I'm not really having a bad fever, I could breathe easily, but this has been going on now for over a week, 10 days, I don't think it's viral anymore, you have a medical provider that can kind of help. I've had patients call in running out of their inhaler. I can at least call in an inhaler. There's a lot of things that are going on that people have where they really need something done right away, as opposed to needing, you know, a whole entire evaluation. Now, mind you, if you run out of an inhaler, I have to ask, well, why are you using the inhaler so often? Maybe your asthma medications need to be adjusted. You know, maybe you need to be reevaluated. But what's changing the whole scenario is we're short on doctors. We have less and less medical providers out there. So I think the telemedicine is providing a fantastic opportunity to at least get a voice and get somebody looking at you. The only thing is have the, you know, don't have the expectations that you're going to get an antibiotic all the time. Don't have the expectations that we're going to diagnose you 100%. So I'm dying to see what's going to happen from a liability standpoint. I don't think a lot of the lawsuits are going to be able to hold up because, again, you're talking to a doctor that can't look at you and you're asking for something. And the doctor is trying their best to give you some sort of medical care because you don't have access to a physician or a medical provider that can see you. So, but I warn you, once there's a lawsuit saying, oh, yeah, the telemedicine provider gave me an antibiotic and it didn't work and I got worse and I got this, if a lawsuit like that actually goes through, boom, that's going to change everything. And there's not going to be a lot of doctors that are going to want to do telemedicine either. But right now, it is allowing you to at least get a second opinion. I had somebody call. He was supposed to have knee surgery and just wanted to know about knee surgery. And wanted an opinion. You know, he goes to a doctor. There's usually medical students there. The medical students examine him, but not the doctor. Usually the doctor is supposed to examine. You know, if you have medical students, you show the students the exam. So usually, you know, but my guess is there were some residents who are physicians there at that practice. And I told him that's totally fine. But if you want to hold off having surgery till you have a one-on-one with the surgeon, that's your prerogative. And I told him what I knew about the surgery, and I calmed his fears about the surgery, but I said, I agree. You know, you're going to need to talk to the surgeon who's about to do your surgery, and you're allowed to do that. And so you can get second opinions. One person said they pay about $15. That's their copay for telemedicine. Some people get it for free. Some people have to pay $50, $60, $70. So, you know, it is worth looking into, but do not, for the love of the Lord, substituted if you have the ability to see your, you know, medical provider. And if you have the ability to have a medical provider that's your primary care provider that you can see on a regular basis, maintain that. Okay, that's gold. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Mo Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we have called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the flu is now widespread in 45 states. 45 states, and, you know, we are in peak. We should be coming out of peak. Now that we're in February, we should be coming out of the peak. But then again, when we do get the reports, usually they're a week or two behind because obviously they need to get the data. And, you know, so if the end of January kind of roughly ends the peak, this is why we're hearing, you know, these numbers. They say only Alaska, Hawaii, Colorado, Indiana, West Virginia have escaped widespread outbreaks of the flu. Two pediatric deaths occurred in Alabama, reported this week. Now, they do, though, say that although we are seeing heavy flu activity in 45 states, the levels are lower than they were this time last year. They say it's not possibly to say definitively at this time how severe the 2018-2019 season will be, since there are still weeks of flu activity to come. But at this time, severity indicators are lower than they were during a similar time frame last season. Now, another thing to think about, we just talked about telemedicine. So any of us, you know, physicians who are talking to people that think they may have the flu when we are starting medication, we're not able to do flu screens or flu tests. I've been sending people to the urgent care or ER to get, you know, their regular medical provider to get tested. But as we are using more of these ancillary services to diagnose and treat, we may not be getting numbers, you know, reported. And so do you report a suspected illness? Do you report it once you have the result? See, most labs have a direct conduit of information, a conduit of intelligence that they could give the health department. So the health department could say, ah, look at all these screens that came up positive. But we're not screening people. We're not doing the actual test. They say they come in, they have, you know, what are the symptoms of flu? Symptoms of flu is you feel like a truck just ran over you. You are miserable. So you have high fever, body aches, chills, cough, sneezing. You can even have some nausea, vomiting, or some diarrhea. And you just feel like, you feel like crap. And it takes over you, and you just want to be in bed, and you don't want to move. Now, mind you, there's a lot of illnesses that could do that, that can mimic that. But for the most part, you know, if we're in flu season, you've been exposed to the flu, we're going to probably say it's flu. And then we'll probably prescribe some Tamiflu to hit it early on. But are those numbers getting reported? Not all the time. So I still think we're doing better than we were last year. I just can't say, you know, if the numbers are right. So how do you prevent getting the flu? Well, you can still get the flu vaccine. You know, last year we saw a resurgence of flu in the spring by the influenza B. So even though you might have gotten the influenza A, the H3N2 last year, H1N1 could still surface, and the influenza B. So we still recommend flu shots. Also, avoid people who are sick. Stay home if you're sick. CDC recommends you stay home at least 24 hours after your fever is gone, except to get medical care or other necessities. And, of course, where are you going? You're going to the drugstore. You're going to, you know, supermarket. That's unfortunate. That's why you should always, when you're healthy, have the stuff at the house. Cover your nose and mouth with a tissue when you cough or sneeze. After your tissue, throw it away. Don't just leave it there on the coffee table. Wash your hands with soap and water. If soap and water not available, they recommend to use an alcohol-based hand rub. They say avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth because that's how you're spreading germs. Then, if you do have the flu, you need to clean and disinfect surfaces and objects that may be contaminated with germs like the flu. Okay, doorknobs, remote controls, faucets. I mean, how many of you actually really clean your house? You know, the majority of you don't. I mean, do you really clean the door handles? You know, I go to the bathroom, I get up, I touch the toilet paper, and maybe, you know, the roll or whatever. And then I get up, I flush the toilet, I wash my hands, and I leave. Is anybody washing that little toilet handle? Now, when I'm in a public bathroom, I use my foot, right? A lot of us use our feet. We do not touch the toilet handle. And I don't really like the automatic toilet flushers because I'm just sitting there and it just flushes and then it splashes like a bidet. And I'm like, okay, this is disgusting. So I you know, try to pee and run, okay? I would use my foot to hit. So now people are touching something that either is dirty after somebody used toilet paper or their foot. And we don't really see a lot of people washing off the handles. So don't share towels, sheets, toys, utensils, things like that. Limit time with the infected person. Of course, I know these, when they're your kid, you know, like, mommy, Mommy, can I sleep in Mama's bed? Mommy. You're like, all right, a little baby will need his mama. You're like, I need to go to work. But then you get sick. So at school, find out about, you know, there's an outbreak. You know, I mean, if it's flu season, ask the school what's going on. Remember there was, where was it? Was it in Alabama where schools had to close down and clean up for a couple days? So, colleges, how many times do college close classes to clean? So make sure there's tissues, soap, paper towels, things like that. And then at work, you've got to, you know, everybody's got to, you know, get away from my cubicle. Don't come into my office if you're sick. You know, have some sanitizer. Wear a mask if you need to. So it's crazy stuff. But, yeah, flu is bad. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. They say women who give birth through in vitro fertilization are 40% more likely to experience some severe sequelae, like bleeding, sepsis, or have to spend time in intensive care. This is a very, very startling study where Canadian researchers looked at 60,000 women, and they think it's the hormones given to women who need the in vitro fertilization are to blame. The study looked at 44 pregnancy complications from preeclampsia to sepsis. And these are women having babies through IVF. They say after fertility treatment, they have higher odds of suffering bleeding, sepsis, which is infection, or end up in intensive care than those who actually conceive naturally. Now, mind you, many people who get IVF are also older. So it could be that as well. But the study looked at 60,000 women, and they found that those who go through IVF are 40% more likely to suffer these serious complications, up to and after birth. Now, they took into account, they said, women over 40, or those who have twins and multiple gestation. See, if you have twins or multiple gestation, you may be having like a C-section. So if you have a C-section, yeah, that does unfortunately increase your risk of, you know, bacteria and, you know, post-op issues. But they said they took that into account already. So IVF allows women who can't conceive to conceive. I'm a huge fan of IVF. I think it's fantastic. But we can't underestimate that as we tinker with nature, that there could be complications. And somebody getting IVF is considered, to me, a high-risk pregnancy and needs to be watched very closely afterwards. Now, most of them do. But with IVF, you get hormones immediately to stimulate the ovaries, so they produce more than the usual one egg a month. Then doctors need more eggs to fertilize with the sperm, and so they can select the right embryo, put it inside a woman, help make her pregnant. And so you need high doses of hormones. So the high doses of hormones change the blood vessels. This could, unfortunately, when you're on high hormones, put you at risk for clots. So now you're not very active. You have a baby. You're pregnant, maybe pregnant with multiple babies. You can't really move a lot. You got a lot of weight gain. Then you give birth. If you gave birth with a C-section, you can't move a lot. These women are at higher risk for some pretty serious issues. Not all of them, though. So, you know, and you tell us women, if we want a baby, we'll take the risk. We're like, look, I want a baby. I don't care. You know, so, I mean, it doesn't really scare that many women. They still want a baby. And most of the time, IVF is very safe. But it just shows you that, you know, you can't let your guard down. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is an interesting poll.
They looked at financial security and how people feel in terms of being financially secure. And the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research did this poll. And they say it really depends on your age, your race, your education, and, duh, your income. And they say that college graduates feel far more confident than high school graduates, and that they can afford an emergency $1,000 expense. So a lot of times we base financial security on, if you had an emergency and needed it to come up with a grand, could you do it? People age 18 to 29 are more optimistic about finding a good job than those in their 60s. But they say Americans in their 60s are more confident than adults under 30 about affording credit card and other expenses. According to the study, they say white Americans say they can manage their housing costs. Blacks and Hispanics are far less confident that they could keep up. The poll's findings reflect the sharp demographic divides, they say, according to the Detroit News, in the U.S. economy. They say the nation's prosperity since the Great Recession ended nearly a decade ago has benefited some groups of people far more than others. Whoa. Wait, the Great Recession, it didn't end nearly a decade ago. The Great Recession started a decade ago. The Great Recession started in 2009. At the end of 2008, going into 2009, the Great Recession started then. And then it started to end a few years back, so I find that kind of a little off here. They say overall, 6 in 10 Americans describe their personal finances as good. Most of the rest say they are in poor shape financially. 40% of Americans feel they are in poor shape financially. That's not good. If you don't think you're financially secure, that starts to affect your health. It's very, very related. So, they say the nation's unemployment rate is at a healthy 4%. The pace of hiring has accelerated in recent months. And average hour earnings have risen 3.2% over the past 12 months. They say, yet whatever financial confidence people feel depends largely on their individual circumstances and challenges. And compared with last year, fewer Americans overall expect the good economy to last in 2019. So, some people credit Trump, some people don't. They say there's a poll showing that Trump's rating on handling the economy, which had been a strength, they said fell to 44% in January from 50% in December. They say his overall rating in the poll was 34%. They interviewed somebody, Ellen Collins, 70 years old, of Centerville, Ohio. And she said, I can't say he's been all bad on the economy, but he's a child and he's egotistical. You know, when I look at political figures, and Trump is, I in the media we love Trump. I find him fascinating in that he kind of appears to be like, you know what, I don't really care about, you know, what people think, what the media think. I want this done, okay? I'm going to get it done. He can't always get it done, like he can't get the wall done, you know? But, you know, like one of these issues with New York and the taxes. So from what I understand, again, I don't live in New York, so I don't really understand what's going on entirely, but I guess rumor has it that New York has huge taxes. And so if somebody was, let's say, in the 35% tax bracket, and they had to, let's say, pay 15%, let's say, state income tax, whatever, okay, that could knock down their national tax rate to 20%, right? Because they're already paying 15% for New York, so they're not double paying. That would bring that down to then 20%. But on the flip side, if somebody in Arizona has to pay 35%, somebody in Idaho has to pay 35% plus their income tax, somebody in Louisiana has to pay the 35% plus their income tax, why does New York get a break? And so I guess Donald Trump put a stop to that. Some people would say it's about time. Other people would say that sucks. So, you know, if people don't like him, you know, and they, you know, they're on one side of the, you know, actions, they may not like him. Other people may say, yeah, that's fair. So 44% think the economy will worsen over the next year. About a quarter say the economy will improve. Some people think it'll stay the same. So, if you have a college education, people think it appears to be a significant buffer. They say a majority of college graduates, 58%, say they are very confident they could afford an emergency expense of $1,000. By contrast, more than half of Americans with a high school education or less say they have little or no confidence that they could pay a surprise bill that high. They say younger workers might not have as high a starting income as previous generations did. They said people 18 to 29 are more hopeful about finding decent jobs than Americans in their 60s. 35% of those under 30 say they're very confident about hiring possibilities. Only 23% of those over 60 feel that way. There's a lot of people in their 50s and 60s that are out of a job. Sarah Apswich, 52 years old, was recently laid off as a market researcher. She was rehired, but they only gave her 60% of her previous pay. She said, I'm honestly taking this job because I'm afraid of losing health care. She is optimistic about the overall economy, you know, but she said big data and social media caused her market research industry to fall. So housing affordability. They say 6 in 10 white Americans say they can manage their housing costs, compared with just a third of black and Hispanic Americans. White Americans are far likelier to own a home than those in minority groups. So, you know, what does that mean? Well, this is a poll of only 1,000 adults. But I don't think it's unrepresentative of what's going on. I think having a college education does put you at a better in a better position. I just don't think a lot of college graduates are getting the jobs they want. I do believe that a lot of people that do get laid off or they lose a job are forced to take a job that they either are overqualified for and then therefore getting underpaid. Those of us that have jobs are really, really fortunate. And I think since the Great Recession, we've learned to love our jobs and not let them, you know, get lost. You know, I love what I do and I'm very grateful for what I do. But it's a much different world right now. So this idea of having $1,000 if you need it, that's some random number. You and I know that if the car dies, or there's a medical bill, we're going to need much more than $1,000. And a big thing that I think my generation does, I'm Generation X, okay, so I'm after baby boomers and before millennials. So my generation, we knew to save, but we're not good at saving. We're not good at saving. I think it's because we saw Terminator 2 and we realized that, you know, robots could take over at any day. And so why are we, you know, holding off eating the ding-dongs? Okay, just go ahead and have the ding-dongs, okay? We were still kind of a part of the whole Cold War. We didn't know if Russia was going to attack or not. So, you know, we saved, but then when the recession came, we're like, well, what, our savings is gone. We lost everything anyway. So my generation is like, we're going to live for the day. We are going to save. We know we're going to have to save, but no matter what you save, it's not going to be enough. There is no amount of money you could tell me I need in the bank that I could be happy in terms of retirement. You can't tell my generation that. Or even the baby boomers that. Now, a lot of the baby boomers are getting their Medicare, they're getting their Social Security, they're doing okay. But us younger folk, we're like, is Social Security going to have enough money after the baby boomers for us? So my generation, we're not counting on Social Security at all. We don't even know if it's going to exist by then. Also, you can't tell us to have $100,000 in the bank and that's going to be enough. That's not going to be enough. So my generation is like, we're going to always have to work. That's kind of scary stuff. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating pads, and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.